now Krishna Balaram started growing, and then as you know, they came to Mathura from Vrindavan, right? They came to Vrindavan and they came to Mathura. At that time, Balaramji, once he was feeling lot of separation from Vrindavan. So he thought, I'll go to Vrindavan one day. So he went to Vrindavan, Balaramji. So everybody was very happy. They all shouted, all of them had tears in their eyes. Oh, they saw Balaram after such a long time. So then they told all the friends of Balaram, they all came. There are two sets of gopis. Some gopis are Balaram's friends, some gopis are Lord Krishna's friends. So Balaramji, along with his set of gopis, they were sitting and they were just, you know, discussing pastimes like that. They were enjoying. At that time, this thing, Varuna Devata sent a drink called Varuni for as a gift for Balaramji, so that they all drank Varuni and they all were discussing. At that time, this Balaramji, all of them said, it'll be so nice if we go and take bath in Yamuna river. So Balaramji, but the Yamuna river was little bit away from where they were sitting. So Balaramji called Yamuna river, and Yamuna river is the personification. So he called that, can you please come and we want to take bath in you. So Yamuna river was not ready to come. So Balaramji got very angry. He took his plow and he was going to, he told Yamuna river that I will divide your river into so many streams, into so many so many numbers of streams. So then she got, she said, no, I'm coming. And Yamuna Devi, from there she came here. Then Balaramji, along with all of them, they all took bath in the fresh waters of Yamuna river.
But and yes, Yamuna river, how can it come?
It can come. Balaramji called, no?
So the, then, so the friends will know that he's a god.
Yeah. They knew that he is an he is supreme. I mean, he is more than supreme. He is powerful. They knew Balaram is powerful. So then, that's why they had that faith, like that. So then, that water was brought here. So that way, Yamuna river came, and then they all were discussing and they were playing nice music. At that time, like how she said, there was a gorilla, and that gorilla, he was a friend of Bhaumasura. I told you the story of Bhaumasura, you remember, in the Diwali camp?
Yes.
And that Bhaumasura was killed by Krishna, so the gorilla was very angry. So what he did, he wanted to take revenge. So he came to this place, it was the Raivata mountain, where Balaramji was sitting with all the gopis. And he came there and he started shouting, Kila, 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 Kila. And not only that, he came and in front of the gopis and in front of Balaramji, he was doing all nasty things, very dirty things, gorilla. He was, you know, imitating, and he was doing all unwanted things. And then he was pulling the clothes of the gopis and he was tearing some clothes. He was doing all this nonsense. So Balaramji got very angry on him. And then Balaramji, there was a good fight between the, his name is Dvivida Gorilla. It's Dvivida Gorilla. So there was a big fight between Balaramji and Dvivida Gorilla. And Dvivida, finally, he was throwing big, big trees on Balaramji. And Balaramji, finally, he just hit him on his collarbone and he killed Dvivida Gorilla. So this was one pastime. More details if you want, if you read Krishna book, which you have, Prabhupada's Krishna book, in that book all the details are there. This is another set of Krishna book. I'll just show you the pictures before you go home. And then Dvivida Gorilla was killed, and then this pastime is there, where Balaramji, now this Kurukshetra war was going to be held between the Pandavas and Kauravas. So Balaramji decided, both are his students, Pandavas also his students, Kauravas also his students. So he decided, I will not be here. I don't want to see my students fighting. So he said, I'll go for Yatra. So he went to all the touring places. So when he went for this Yatra, at that time, there he met, there he went to this Naimasharanya forest, where Romaharshana, he was giving Vyasa, he was sitting on the Vyasasana. Vyasasana means the place in which the preacher sits and speaks about Srimad Bhagavatam. So in the temple you have seen, no? Vyasasana.
Yes.
So anybody can't sit there. Only a person who is qualified. So he was sitting on Vyasasana and there were thousand sages sitting. And they all had blessed him to speak Bhagavatam. We can't speak Bhagavatam on our own. Only if the senior devotees bless us, we can speak. So they all had blessed him. He was sitting. At that time, Balaramji came there. Everybody got up. Oh, Balaramji has come. And they offered pranams. But suppose I am Roma Harshana. I am sitting on the Vyasasana. I think, I am the greatest person. I am sitting on Vyasasana. I am going to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam. I need not offer pranam to Balaramji. So he did not offer pranam to Balaramji. So Balaramji got angry. Why? Not because he didn't do pranam to him. Because he disrespected his position. Whatever position you are, you should understand. Now, somebody greater than your personality has come, you are supposed to offer respects. So Balaramji took one grass. One grass he took. Kusha grass. And he threw it on Roma Harshana. Just with one grass, he killed Roma Harshana. And just with one grass. Yes, one grass. This is Balaram. This is Balaramji.
One grass.
Yes. Shri Balaramji ki.
Yeah.
At that time, all the sages said, my dear Balaramji, what you have done is not wrong. But the problem is, he had blessed Roma Harshana that he will say the katha. He will say Srimad Bhagavatam for all of us. Now what will happen to that? Who will continue that? So, Balaramji said, if you want, I can give him life back. So then they said, no, what you have done is correct. Maybe you can empower his son. So Roma Harshana Suta, he was empowered to give Srimad Bhagavatam class. So that's why, that is, and at the same time, Balaramji, how Balaramji is, he told to all of them, now because I have killed the Brahmana, so I should atone. I have to do prayaschit, no? So please tell me what I should do. So they all said, there is one demon here called Balvala. And that Balvala, he is like a charcoal, black in color. And his hair is coppery red. And what he does, whenever we do yajnas, he comes and throws pus, urine, stool, everything on the yajnas. He disturbs our yajnas. If possible, please kill him. Please take care of him. And apart from that, Balaramji said, okay, I'll do that. And after that, I'll go to all the holy places. So Balaramji said, and he went. And that day when the yajna started, Balvala came. And as I said, he was very strong. So Balaramji called for his... What are the two weapons of Balaramji?
Gada.
So he called both of them. Come, both of you come. And with his plow, he pulled Balvala down. And then he killed Balvala. So Balaramji, Shri Balaramji ki.
Yes.
Is it Balvala was killed? Then after that he went to tour for all the places. He went to many places. It was mentioned earlier in Krishna book that how many places Balaramji went. And after that he came back. But what did he see? That the Kurukshetra war was happening. And his both favorite students, Duryodhana was also favorite for him. Bhima was also favorite for him. And both were fighting. How much hard it is, no? To see that. So Balaramji was witnessing this. But anyway, after that the war was over. And then the war was settled, as you know, after that all. One day, Duryodhan's daughter, her name was Samba. No, Duryodhan's daughter was name was Lakshmana. And Lord Krishna had different wives. His one of his wife was Jambavati. With Jambavati, he had a son called Samba. And that Samba, he wanted to marry Lakshmana. Lakshmana's whose daughter?
Duryodhan.
So now, Duryodhan, he had arranged a Swayamvara. You know what is the meaning of Swayamvara? In the kingdom, they call all the kings. And the girl, she will go with a garland. And she'll be told about each and every king. Whoever is good, she would put the garland on and she marries. So this is called Swayamvar. So Duryodhan had arranged a Swayamvar for, what is his daughter's name? Lakshmana. But what happened? Samba, the son of Krishna and... I was seeing, you are paying attention. Yeah, Jambavati. So, Samba, he came and he took the hand of Lakshmana, and he kidnapped her in the chariot and he went away. So, all the Kurus, that is Duryodhan, then Bhishma Dev, then Karna, Shailya, like that, around six of them, they came. Six of them, they came to fight with one Samba. And Samba fought because he is Krishna's son, no? He fought with them very nicely. It is said that he had the power of 10,000 people, Samba. He fought with all of them, but still there were six of them. So that's why he was defeated. And they captured him and they put him in prison. And this news went, Narada Muni told to Lord Krishna in Dwaraka, Krishna and Balaram. So Balaramji said, don't worry, I will go and settle this. So Balaramji came to Hastinapur. And when he came, he had a very royal welcome. Duryodhan arranged for nice royal welcome for Balaramji to come. And then Balaramji came and everybody was happy. Balaramji, oh, you have come, how can we serve you? Balaramji said, just give Samba back and give Lakshmana also, let them get married. At that time, till here, did you understand what I am talking? Yes.
So Janavar is the grandfather of Samba.
Yes. So now, till here you are understanding what I told? Sure. So now when Balaramji came, what did Balaramji ask now? What did he tell?
Give Samba
and Lakshmana.
So you wanted Samba and Lakshmana to marry?
Yes, yes. So he said, you give Samba and let us get Lakshmana married to him. At that time, Duryodhan, he used very bad words. He and some of them, they gave very bad words. He said, no, it is an insult for us. How can we? We are the Kurus. We rule the entire universe. How do you think we'll get married, our daughter, to your to Yadu dynasty? So much argument was going on. And then finally Balaramji, he got very angry. His eyes became red in anger. Balaramji's anger, just imagine. If Balaram gets angry, what will happen? He took his plough and he stuck on the ground and removed the ground, the city itself. He said that I will remove the city from the earth. So he was doing like that. At that time, all of them were afraid. They came running. Duryodhan came running and fell at, oh, Gurudev, please. Balaramji, this Balaram is a guru, no? He said, please forgive. We will get them married. So this way, Duryodhana got Samba and Lakshmana got married. So these are some of the pastimes of Balaramji. Okay, let us say, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Okay, so thank you very much. Wait.